I want to talk to you all about rain. Not rain as in EI, but as in AI. As in artificial intelligence, but having nothing to do with that whatsoever. So, yesterday I travelled back from Londinium. It's a warm journey, a couple of very warm, crowded tube trains. And a very warm, crowded, overground train. When I say warm, I mean hot. When I say crowded, I mean cramped. I mean equal sardines in a tin, minus the brine or the tomato sauce. And day before, it was lovely and hot as well. I was in London, I was in Covent Garden. And then I was in the West End of Tan to see a show. And it's very hot, very, very, very sultry summer's day, which is lovely and splendid. But last night, the heavens did open and it woke me up and meant I couldn't sleep very well because it was very, very loud. But rain is an interesting thing. A great man once said to me, I like rain because it makes me humble, because it makes me look down at the ground. Interesting. Love it. Good philosophy. But rain has so many different personalities. It can be dramatic. It can be scary. It can be annoying, irritating, damp, wet, soaking wet, from a fine mist that just makes you feel like you're walking through a sprayer, to a torrential heavy downpour that makes everything wet all at once very quickly. There's something strangely beautiful and mesmeric about a rain that falls after a few days or a few weeks of dryness, because you have this smell, this beautiful earthy smell. I call it the earth's sigh of gratitude. Instead of sighing, the earth produces this lovely smell that's saying, oh, thanks for the drink, rain. And the earth is thirsty before rain, and it's a lovely thing. It's a transaction between heaven and earth, a transaction between moisture and earth. And it's a lovely thing because everything gets interested. The birds start to do a little jig and sing and think, you know, they go, yay, it's rain. And all the little creatures that dwell in the earth think, oh, it's rain, that's really quite cool. So rain can be irritating. Not so great man said to me once, he's not great at all, he's just a man, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothes. You know, kind of true. I don't like walking around in the rain too much because it can be difficult to navigate and obviously uncomfortable. I've been caught in a few huge rain showers in my time. And especially if you have a dog, they get all bedraggled and look even more sad than they already are. Not because I keep my dogs in a bad way or abuse my dogs. I love my dogs and treat them kindly and with respect. But Labradors have a thing whereby they look, oh, look at me, I'm hungry and sad. So rain is a beautiful thing. Not so beautiful if you're not dressed for it or you have to go out to the shops and it's freezing in winter and you think, shit, it's raining. In the winter, I prefer cold, not rain. I love the cold. But last night, although being irritated by this thing, this morning I stepped outside at 7-ish and it was lovely and refreshing and there's a bit of a breeze and it is a bit more gentler. There wasn't such sultry stickiness. It's beautiful. So big up the rain, okay? That's what I say. Because it can be lovely. It can be great. And it's lovely to have this earth sighing and this smell and this beautiful thing. And I said to you in my other boo about being naked in the rain. I wasn't naked then, I just had shorts on. But in the past I've been naked in the rain. And it's a beautiful thing, just to stand naked in the rain. It really is. Or lie naked on the grass in the rain. And feel the grass under your feet and the wet grass under your feet. It's like a lovely massage. So being naked in the rain is an amazing thing. I would heartily recommend it. So that's me. Audio Mo, that moment when you realise it's raining.